stand order in the court here. Dan, tell those niggers out in the yard there stop singing. I'll put half of them back in jail if you don't. First case on the docket, Jordan Bagby.
Yes, the judge. Here I come, ready or not.
I'm ready. 30 days. Lock him up, Dan. Granby Tucker, bring him out. Granby, you all are charged by Officer Milstead with the attempted larceny of one side of bacon from the premises of Harry Rayner on Washington Avenue. Tell us about it.
Well, Judge, yesterday, my wife got some dandelions, and when I left home, she said that if she had some bacon when I come on back, we could have some bacon and greens. So when I come on home last evening, I see some bacon hang out in front of Mr. Rayner's, and I thought that I'm going to take a piece on home and see if this kind she wants. Then I'm going to come back and ask Mr. Rayner how much it is. Then I'm going to pay him for it, see? That's what I thought.
You expect me to believe that, do you?
Yes, sir. That's what I'm going to do, Judge, because you know bacon very high just now, anyhow.
Yes, I know it is. It's going to be so high that you won't reach any of us for the next 60 days. Lock him up, Dan. Violet Epps. Bring her out. What's your trouble, Violet?
Hey, Judge, I want to get an injunction against my husband. That's what I want.
What's wrong with him?
I don't know. Seems like he's gone crazy. Last evening, when he come on home, it seemed like he'd been drinking. And after every supper, he sit down and he say, come to me, sweet love. And when I go to him, he bust me right in my mouth.
What do you want, a permanent or temporary injunction?
Well, I don't care much, Judge. I just like get a good big one so I can bust on his head if he come after me again.
You better go on home and bust some of the furniture on his head. That'll do him more good, Violet. Get out of here. Ying Lee and Dennis Foley. Bring out that pair, Dan. You two are charged by Officers Paget and Gray with disturbing the public peace and quarreling on the highway. Tell us about it, Foley.
Well, Your Honor, last Monday, I took down a red flannel undershirt for this fella's laundry. And when I got it back Saturday night, it wouldn't fit a fox terrier. So I went down to talk to him, and when I went into the laundry, he's rearing around like a Zulu with a hot iron in his hand. And he's coming toward me with iron, and to sort of fend him off, I picked up the ironing board, you see.
Yeah, looks as if you were very successful in fending him off by the look of his head. What about it, Ying?
You lie.
What'd he say?
I don't know what he said, but I know he's lying.
I can't make head or tail out of this. You better get out of here, Ying. You look as if you've got enough. You stay here about 10 minutes, Foley. I want to give him that much start on you.